5-3.
Declare properties at the block surrounded by Northwest 3rd, Northwest Gleason, Northwest 4th, and Northwest Flanders, commonly known as Block 25, as surplus real property and authorize the Deputy City Administrative Officer to convey the property to Prosper Portland for reuse and redevelopment purposes.
Colleagues, I'm very happy to sponsor the sale of Block 25, which is before the City Council right now. It's an important step to the city's commitment to the Old Town Chinatown community. 4 years ago, City Council approved the Old Town Chinatown Action Plan. The plan is a cross-bureau collaboration and commitment to one of the city's oldest and most historic neighborhoods, and it involved Prosper Portland, the Portland Housing Bureau, the Portland Police Bureau, and today the Office of Management and Finance. The Office of Management and Finance Facilities Services Division has declared property in the Old Town Chinatown neighborhood as, quote, excess to its needs, unquote, and would like to convey title to Prosper Portland for reuse and redevelopment purposes. For many years, this property has been used to support Northwest Natural's presence in Old Town Chinatown. I'm pleased Northwest Natural Gas has decided to stay in downtown Portland. With their relocation, Block 25 can now be redeveloped in a way that furthers the community's priorities. The property consists of four parcels in total, known collectively as Block 25, which are surface parking lots bounded by Northwest 3rd, Northwest Gleason, Northwest 4th, and Northwest Flanders that were acquired in 1999 as replacement parking for Northwest Natural Gas when their parking was displaced due to the city's development of the incredible Lansu Classical Chinese Garden. At the time, the city and Northwest Natural Gas entered into a 99-year ground lease and parking easement agreement, which included a provision for the city through the Portland Bureau of Transportation to manage the parking lots evenings and weekends. The ground lease and parking easement agreement will be assigned to Prosper Portland at the same time the property is conveyed to Prosper Portland. The Facilities Service Division property manager will describe the process for disposition of city real property, and Prosper Portland staff will provide an update on recent and upcoming activities and developments in Old Town Chinatown, in the Old Town Chinatown neighborhood. This sale and the opportunity that unlocks complements the city's work within the area, from working with businesses along Ankeny Alley to a joint task force with the community on safety and livability to the Broadway corridor and visioning for future Union Station development and its surroundings. So today we have, it looks like, Pauline Goebel from OMF, Lisa Boff, from Prosper Portland is here as well.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Thank you. If you could all introduce yourselves for the record.
My name is Pauline Goebel, Property Manager in the Office of Management and Finance Facilities Services Division.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Abwaff, Development Manager with Prosper Portland.
Eric Jacobson, Project Manager with Prosper Portland.
And I apologize, Eric. I just was having one of those moments as described earlier today. Thank you, all three of you, for being here.
Great. So I'll go ahead and start. I am here to provide a brief overview of the city's real property disposition process, which is also known as Administrative Policy 13.02, which was followed by OMF in preparation for the disposition of the Block 25 parcels to Prosper Portland. So that process first begins with OMF internally evaluating the property and deeming it as excess to its needs. Then the Office of Management and Finance made a written recommendation to the mayor for disposition of the property, which the mayor approved. Then the Office of Management and Finance Real Property Coordinator notified other city bureaus, offices, and council offices that the property was available. And after a 21-day waiting period, no bureau or office expressed interest in the property. So then the coordinator also confirmed with the major landowning bureaus that there were no easements or infrastructure concerns, such as sewer or right-of-way easements, that needed to be preserved. And finally, an ordinance was brought to council and placed on regular agenda, which is why we're here today. So that's my brief overview, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Colleagues? Commissioner Fish.
On the disposition process.
So I'm looking at the map. A couple questions. There's been some conversation about the Lansu Chinese Garden at some point expanding its footprint. I'm assuming, based on the location of this property, that this transaction would have no bearing on any future plans they may have.
That's my understanding as well.
And is the long-term goal to demolish the old structure on this footprint, the old Blanchet building, and create a single lot, or will that remain?
I think that's a response from PD or from Prosper Portland. So.
So that property is owned by the Blanchet House. It's not part of this transaction, and we've been in discussions with them. We'll continue to coordinate with them over their plans for that building. We don't know exactly what their plans are for the building at this current time.
And I might have missed this, but what's the plan involving Northwest Natural going forward?
Northwest Natural has entered into a lease for a building that's currently under construction, and they'll be relocating from their current location in Old Town to the new building sometime between late 2019 and mid-2020.
So they're building on this site?
No, they're building actually just a few blocks from here.
I see.
So they're relocating into a building, an office tower downtown, and so they are both giving up their lease in Old Town Chinatown, so they'll be relocating out of Old Town Chinatown. And when that happens, it kind of terminates the parking obligation that exists on Block 25 today. So it's a surface lot today that Northwest Natural has rights to park on for a very extended lease, or we would have to replace them as a city or as Prosper Portland. And so that terminates when Northwest Natural leaves the district.
And has Prosper Portland made any preliminary determinations about possible reuse and redevelopment?
We'll talk about that. We still have to go over that, but we'll talk about that.
If you have any other questions about the disposition.
Okay, I apologize. Getting ahead of ourselves.
Great, thank you. So, you're well done.
Thank you.
Lisa, are you next?
That sounds great. So we did want to set the context for exactly kind of in anticipation of those questions. So again, I'm Lisa Abwoff, Development Manager with Prosper Portland. And what we thought we would do is provide you with a brief kind of context and status update for what we've been doing around the Old Town Chinatown Action Plan that did come before Council in 2014. So we're in year 4, and how we see Block 25 is a key opportunity for unlocking some of those commitments that we made to the community back in 2014. So next slide. So just as a reminder as to what the action plan involved, it was developed in collaboration with the Old Town Chinatown Community Association. We attend their meetings on a monthly basis, kind of have an exchange with them, provide an update on how we're implementing the action plan, and gather their input on an ongoing basis. It did make a commitment across multiple bureaus, as the mayor referenced. So it committed $57 million in Prosper Portland tax increment resources. That's divided across two urban renewal areas between the downtown waterfront and the River District urban renewal areas. It also committed the Housing Bureau to pilot an expanded system development charge exemption program, and it was for middle-income housing. So whereas elsewhere in the city, the SDC exemption program is available for low-income housing, in Old Town Chinatown, given that 3 out of 4 units are preserved as affordable units and that the average income in Old Town Chinatown is about $15,000, the community is really interested in new middle-income housing coming into that district, and we'll talk a little bit about how that program, we've seen that program being used. And then last but not least, I think you'll see this for the last year was actually last fiscal year. There has been a match of $30,000 over a 3-year period for a total of $90,000 to the community association to hire a district manager that they have used to kind of co-market the different attributes of the community. So anything from the garden to the Nikkei Legacy Center to some of the Chinese cultural events that occur. So the community priorities that were outlined in 2014 are captured here. So again, they cover kind of a range of interests, anywhere from safety to livability issues to ensuring redevelopment of both publicly held assets at that time as well as privately held assets, an interest in parking to support the district, particularly the historic buildings that don't have parking and so are more difficult to tenant when they go to sign a lease with some of the commercial tenants, as well as making sure that we're supporting the small businesses that are in the area. Based on the fact that we are in year four, I would call out also the community association themselves has looked to the action plan as their framing device for their priorities, and they're actually doing a relook of the action plan to kind of determine if they'd like to extend it, adjust it, et cetera. So next slide. So what we did is we took the community priorities and kind of allocated them into three major areas of activity. One was around neighborhood investment that involved both, at that time, PDC, but Prosper Portland properties as well as private properties. The second was around business vitality, so a lot of work that we do with small businesses as well as attracting new jobs into the district to tenant some of the buildings, and we'll walk through some of the projects that have been realized as a result of that work. And then last but not least is district livability that touches both on the role that the district manager plays as well as making sure that we're preserving the important historic and cultural attributes of Old Town Chinatown as a unique district and neighborhood within the community. So the next slide at a high level just captures what have we seen in terms of progress made on the Old Town Chinatown Action Plan since you approved it in 2014. We've actually realized over 800 new employees in the district. That's across employees from Multnomah County to PNCA to some of the software companies that have rehabbed some of the historic buildings in the area. Of that SDC waiver, 65 new middle-income units have come into the community down at First and Davis with new construction, and it does have preserved affordability at that middle-income range. We've seen preservation of multiple historic buildings, and we've seen about $2.8 million of the $57 million committed and reserved for Old Town Chinatown spent within the district, so clearly there's an opportunity for additional investment via Prosper Portland funds as we think about the future, including on Block 25. So I'll go. Then we just briefly are going to kind of touch on each of those three areas that the action plan outlined for our activities and investment. So around business vitality, we have made a significant amount of small business grants that have supported folks anywhere from kind of some of the larger software companies like Movell coming into the district to smaller retailers either growing or moving into the district. And then this summarizes kind of who are some of those larger employees. Larger employers who have moved in. What you note in terms of the measures of success, we actually committed to the community association when we did the action plan to particular measures of success. So in business vitality, we committed to over the 5 years realizing 5 new retail stores and 500 new living wage jobs. Clearly, kind of the second goal is well underway to being accomplished. The first goal, we have ongoing work to do, particularly as some of the businesses have struggled within Old Town Chinatown and moved out. So we've seen new businesses, but we've also seen some businesses close in the district. The next goal is around neighborhood investment, and this is clearly where there's alignment directly with the Block 25 transaction. We've seen a significant number of historic rehabilitations, both through our grant and loan programs occurring. That includes everything from Society Hotel, that has become a really key anchor for the community, to the Erickson Fritz, which is an affordable housing project within the community, to the Overland Warehouse, which is a historic commercial building very close by to Prosper Portland's offices at 4th and Davis. Clearly, there's also a pipeline for ongoing opportunity and additional placement of the remaining tax increment resources that we committed. And that ranges from Block 25 to we own the old fire station over on Gleason, and we also own 4th and Burnside, the smaller lot at 4th and Burnside. And then we have been in discussions with private property owners for redevelopment of their properties, and the community very often will call out what's called Block 33 between 4th and 5th. Davis and Everett, that I believe has been before council as part of Central City 2035 recently, as a key opportunity site for the community. And then the last goal is our district livability goal, which really focused on kind of the cultural, the historic, and kind of the community development aspects of Old Town Chinatown. We're happy to state that we've placed about $800,000 worth of community livability grants in the district, and that has supported anything from Central City Concerns Employment Access Center on Northwest 2nd that helps affordable housing residents seek a path to self-sufficiency through employment, all the way to supporting the Portland Chinatown Museum's redevelopment of property that they're purchasing at Northwest 4th and Davis. that they're actually looking to put into a permanent gallery space that celebrates Portland's Chinatown, its past, its presence, and its future. And on their behalf, we would like to invite you to a soft opening that they're actually going to be hosting on June 7th. During First Thursday's festivities from 4 to 8 p.m. So they are going to be the permanent housing collection telling the history of Portland's Chinatown. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Eric, who will talk a little bit more to your direct questions, Commissioner Fish, regarding kind of what do we anticipate doing with the property, what kind of redevelopment potential does it offer, et cetera.
Thank you. So on the screen, you can see the location of the property. It's about just under 27,000 square feet, so just short of three-quarters of a block. As Commissioner Fish noted, it's on the same block with the Blanchet House, both the new Blanchet House and the old Blanchet House, which is located on the northwest corner of that block. You can also see where it's located, proximate to the Lansu Chinese Garden, just to the southeast, and also to the Broadway Corridor study area to the northwest. Following the transfer of title, Prosper Portland will continue to operate the property in accordance with the lease agreement with Northwest Natural, where they have rights to park during weekdays, and will continue to operate public parking weekday evenings and on weekends. As Lisa mentioned, Northwest Natural plans to relocate out of the neighborhood sometime late 2019 or mid-2020. At that time, the lease agreement will terminate, and the obligation to continue to operate it as surface parking will terminate with that. So what that does is it gives us basically 2 years, about 2 years, to plan a redevelopment for that property. And we've already started the process of doing that in terms of stakeholder outreach with Old Town and Chinatown Community Association, the Blanchet House, and we would continue to sort of roll that out over the next 6 to 9 months, possibly solicit a development partner. And over the course of 2019, begin to look at development opportunities and potentials for that property. We would conduct a market study to evaluate what the likely highest and best uses are for the property. And then we would also, you know, as part of that, consider what the community association's priorities have been. And as Lisa mentioned, one of those has been market rate housing. And that's one of the areas where it's sort of been unfulfilled to date in terms of the action plan. So that's something we'd be looking at, but also employment opportunities for creative office space and possibly for district parking to support some of those older buildings that don't have surface parking or parking available for them. So that's what we would look at over the next, 9 to 20 months or so would be coming up with that development plan.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Carl, I'm sorry to interrupt. Is there a public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have Mary Seip.
Come on up. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon.
My name's Mary Seip, and I will make this brief. I'm excited about this, and I really support it. I think this is turning this over to Prosper Portland is really, I think, just the perfect answer to this. And I'm just really excited to see this opportunity to perhaps get some development in Old Town Chinatown that's much needed. I am a little curious. There was the emergency shelter plan on 4th and Hoyt that was abandoned, and I'm wondering if that piece of property is going to kind of be folded into this whole plan. I hope so. I'm really excited to hear about more housing. Middle income, I'm always pushing for affordable, but we definitely need more middle income. We kind of have this gap between luxury apartments and affordable. And speaking of Prosper Portland, I just want to take this opportunity to share some news with you. Mayor Wheeler, you were at the announcement, Homer Williams and Don Maziotti, Oregon Harbor of Hope's announcement about the Navigation Center, and I was there and shared with them my support, my experience in emergency housing when I lived in Eugene. And so I may not be at City Council every Wednesday for the next 6 months because I'm working with Oregon Harbor of Hope as their community liaison and community involvement coordinator. and really excited to, we're really reaching out to the community to help them, you know, to bring them in as a part of what's going to make that program a success. And I think that it has the potential, and it is the vision that it is going to become a model program. And, you know, Prosper Portland's part in it with the property and all of that. Hopefully we will put something together that will be replicated all throughout the city and who knows where.
So, Mary, they have made some very good choices. Hiring you is probably the best decision they've made.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this opportunity. And the first thing I thought of, though, is, gosh, I wonder if I'm going to be busy on Wednesday mornings. And so I'm working my schedule out so that hopefully I will be able to come. And I'll be bringing information to you periodically, I'm sure, as we progress. But this is a great move. I think turning this property over to Prosper Portland is the right thing to do.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz?
Just in answer to your question, the 4th and Hoyt property is privately owned, so it's not
part
of this.
Oh, it is. So that's what I wasn't sure if that was or not, but yeah. Okay. Well, anyhow.
Thanks.
Way to go. Thank
you. Appreciate it. Was that all the public testimony, Carla?
Yes, Veronica left, I believe.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish.
You know, I've now been on the council long enough to remember that the last time we had a big presentation on this particular block was when it was being considered for the Bud Clark Commons. And it was a location that did not generate a lot of support within the neighborhood. And ultimately, the council settled on Block U or whatever that block is. So here we are coming full circle, and we have a chance now to activate this space. One observation about this site is that it is incredibly prominent because when you come off the bridge, it's what you see. And I'm so proud that the Blanchet House built their new building on that corner and built it to such high standards. It's a beautiful building that also serves the community very well. And the city, as I recall, bought an extra floor to make sure there was some affordable housing on that site. So now to have an opportunity to build out the rest of the site is very exciting. So I'm very pleased to support this. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I think many of us on the council were concerned about the impact on Old Town Chinatown of Northwest Natural's departure, just in terms of the employees being down there and their economic impact and eyes on the street. But I do think that this shows that, you know, out of every kind of a crisis comes an opportunity. And this really is a very interesting opportunity. I think there's, I really like some of the ideas and concepts that you've outlined, and I really like your very precise listing of the benefits and the commitments that Prosper Portland and the city have made to that neighborhood. And so this sounds really promising. Aye.
U Daily.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for the very clear presentation and particularly for the update on the outcomes so far of the 2014 plan. That was good to see, and you helped tie all the context together, and so I appreciate that very much. Happy that many things are working, and it's very clear which things we have to continue to focus on. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, needless to say, I'm very excited about this. Thank you all for your very, very hard work. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item.